This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. Here we are in the coronavirus world, and this is Gun Owners News Hour. And let's just get into this as we try to cope with it, which, you know, coping with the new reality is not that hard. It's accepting the new reality that's hard. If you can find the acceptance, then the coping comes along with it. The problem is that in the United States, we have such a patchwork of values, which is to be expected, that, it's just hard for everybody to figure out how to cope with it. Like in the Bay Area right now, San Francisco, they have ordered shelter in place where only essential businesses are open in six counties. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, they reported this past Monday. Businesses that do not provide essential services must send workers home. And among those remaining open are grocery stores, pharmacies, restaurants for delivery only, and hardware stores. Well, what about gun stores? What about security? If we're talking about that which is essential, what is it that the founders deemed necessary to the security of the free state? How is that not relevant in this situation that has developed into what we're being told is a national and global state of emergency? On top of the fact where a lot of police agencies are out there now saying, we're not going to arrest these kinds of people, we're not going to arrest those kinds of people, that's basically them signaling we're pulling back. Which in San Francisco, for example, maybe not in San Francisco, but in California, that's not a new thing. You know, just look at the L.A. riots. We've already seen government has been utterly incapable of protecting the populace, and it appears things are only going to get worse and resources more strained. So what do we do if civil order collapses? Those resources are triaged, and most areas are essentially left to fend for themselves. Now, in San Francisco, it becomes sort of a moot point. If you get out there and you try to parade, because part of being able to exercise the Second Amendment right is having access to the instruments of the Second Amendment, i.e. guns. And in San Francisco, there's really no gun stores left in San Francisco. But then again, we're talking about six counties now, and that changes things. There are plenty of gun shops in the Bay Area, just not in San Francisco proper. And they're not specifically deemed essential, which means that they are interpretively fall under the closure order. And the thing is, there's not a lot out there right now to corroborate any opinion coming from either government or news sources. So you have to go and you have to look at some of the websites and social media accounts for some of the stores listed. But let's see. From the U.S. Firearms Company, dear customers, we are closed by order of Santa Clara County due to COVID-19. From Reed's Indoor Range, Reed's will be closed through April 7th. If you have a gun to pick up, you will receive a call with further information. And they also included a link to the Santa Clara County order in their post. Which, you know. So what this means is the Bay Area's anti-gun, which that means in private hands, rulers, could be having an eye-rolling feeding frenzy come true and be exploiting the crisis to make sure that citizens who don't have guns and or ammunition stay disarmed as the situation worsens and turns into who knows what. They're sort of like... And the powers that be are sort of like Kwai Chang Kane in Kung Fu. When reached for, they cannot be. When sought out, they cannot be reached. When felt for, they cannot be touched. When called for, they cannot be heard. You know, you can maybe get a hold of some gun stores and everything, talk to a clerk, and when you talk to gun stores, like in this area, those people are very reluctant to shine the light on themselves, so they don't really want to speak to the media. And that's due to the unfair way they are treated on a regular basis. So I sort of get it. Then you find, I mean, you'll find some that are willing to not go on the record, but they'll tell you some stuff. And they'll say, like, for example, one manager said not all stores are closing, including his, and that they interpret the order to exclude essential businesses of which they consider themselves to be. And that's the proper and principled attitude to take, but it may not prove to be the one that holds up in enforcement actions, especially in the Bay Area. So then you would probably want to call, like, Santa Clara County, get some clarification. And, you know, when that happened, the representative there didn't give a direct answer. So what we've been seeing this week is a lot of people lining up around gun shops. And in California, especially. Now, in California, there's been a lot of unsuspecting people that were like, I will simply go to the gun store and get a gun to protect my family during these trying times. Except that's not how that works. So, like in San Jose, California, Mayor Sam Lizardo has declared that gun stores are non-essential. So, there's a lot of things we could say about this in this particular case. The problem here is a lot of people are not prepared, and I understand that, and I get that. But we could sit around and say, well, it's no doubt the Bay Area constituents are getting just what they voted for, good and hard. But by the same token, we have no real assurances that this will not happen at the national level, especially if we start seeing increased urban violence and astroturf disarmament zealots control freak politicians and the media start screaming. So check out what the U.S. Department of Homeland Security considers to be national critical functions. They say, as it states, the functions of government and the private sector are so vital to the United States that their disruption, corruption, or dysfunction would have a debilitating effect on security, national economic security, national public health or safety, or any combination thereof. So they sort of omit the constitutional militia there, or the right of the people to care to bear arms. They don't say that that is suspended either. But that's the problem with these vagaries in some of these codes and laws and findings and rulings. When they get out there and they don't specifically get out there and say this is a protected thing, then the left will come out there and the left will come out there and say, well, since it's not mentioned, we can do whatever we want with it. It's going to come down to this, people. We're in this together. We're in this together. now, I'm in an okay position. I'm not in a great position. I'm not in an absolutely bad position. I'm just in an okay position. But I'm in a position enough to where everything should be okay on my end. But there's a lot of people that either couldn't get in, you know, they couldn't afford it. They're a little too old to go out and do it. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to get. And this is where the we're all in this together thing comes into play, because we're going to have to step up and help those people that were unable or couldn't or didn't know how to help themselves. And this is the whole basis behind why we carry a gun, right? We carry a gun to protect what is ours, protect ourselves and our family. Guess what? We're now in a situation where that particular obligation might come a knocking. So, and it's no longer rhetorical or theoretical. It is upon us. But we are here. And that might be enough to keep things at bay. We're going to see. We are definitely going to see. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and we're talking about the current reality we're living in right now. What do you think about the panic buying that's going on right now? Because we've never had a shortage of this stuff that everybody's hoarding right now. Had we not had panic buying, we still would have plenty of this. And I'm pretty sure stores will stay open. I've had some people say, be prepared because they're going to close the stores. Well, And I'm like, well, where did you hear that? It's called the Stafford Act. Well, the Stafford Act, what that does is it actually gives the president, it gives the president the means to take certain actions in an emergency. I don't think Trump is going to get out there and close the stores simply because they haven't gotten the stimulus out yet. That's another thing. We got a stimulus coming. And for some people, going to the store and buying $500 worth of stuff to last 3 weeks is just not, you know, it's just not doable. So they're gonna, when they get the stimulus out, then maybe we might see something like that. But we haven't got to that point yet. But first of all, they came, you know, when the panic buying started, they came for hand sanitizer and bleach wipes. Then it was toilet paper. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people are doing a lot of monkey see, monkey do. You know, regular soap and warm water will take care of that. You don't have to have all of this stuff. Another thing that I, the new thing on Amazon, probably one of the biggest things they're selling on Amazon now are portable bidets that you can install yourself. That might do away with the whole need for toilet paper altogether as we shift and adapt. Also now, Americans are lining up local gun shops, taking stock of their safety concerns and stocking up on guns and ammunition. And it's showing that firearms continue to be a desired item, and Americans are serious about providing for their own safety, especially during times of uncertainty. The FBI National Instant Criminal Background Check System told NSSF Background Check Traffic saw a 300% increase on Monday, March the 16th, compared to the same day in 2019. No kidding. And daily volumes are roughly double what they were a year ago. And this will continue. This is not going to be something, it's not one and done. Because a lot of people have discovered their vulnerability now. Now, for me, the good part about what I do, because I do a lot of YouTube videos and do a lot of reviews of guns, so I always have ammo of my two basic calibers I try to shoot, which is 9mm and 5.56. So I have thousands of those, multiple thousands. I have, like, I think 3,500 of the 5.56, plus, and that's the loose stuff. I've got about maybe 60 magazines already loaded. And that's just what I keep around the house. In case I have to, I've got two guns downstairs that I have to go review that are AR-15 types from Franklin Armory. And that's why I keep all this stuff loaded up, ready to go. 9mm, I bought, in the last month, I bought 2,000 rounds of that. So I have a like amount of that laying around as well. So I have ammunition and I have guns. Not everybody does what I do for a living, though. So, you know, right now the gun shops are being hit. And then when you couple this with the measures to protect health, including having state-run background check authorities working from home or possibly closing offices, then you start to test the limits of the NICS. And that's why the NSSF and the FBI is alerting retailers that most checks will get an immediate determination, proceed or deny, although it might take longer to process a check due to the volume. And the immediate part will require some patience. For checks that get a delay notification, it's important to keep in mind that the NICS investigations are going to be slightly delayed, and the 3 business days mandated by the Brady Act doesn't include days when the state offices are closed. And the FBI and NICS has assured NSSF they're working overtime to clear the unprecedented backlog. Now, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you I told you so. And my scratchy throat and everything is not because of coronavirus. It's because of all of this blooming that's going on around me. But I digress. Over the weekend, an NSSF employee helped a friend decide on the right gun he wanted for home security and general recreational shooting, and he decided on a shotgun. Problem was the model he wanted wasn't available at his local firearms retailer. They were sold out there in their other location. So they called a couple of other retailers to see if the model was in stock. And again, no luck, so checks with 3 distributors found they were out too. So he ended up with a different make and model, not quite what he set out to buy. But this is what everybody is running into. The Tampa Bay Times reported background checks for gun sales in the Sunshine State were up as much as 75% above the average. Colorado sales doubled in the past week with 14,604 background checks through the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, which also put a strain on their background check system. We've been hearing about delays growing to nearly 2 days in Colorado and in Washington State, which recently began conducting their own checks as long as 3 weeks. The New York Times, the Associated Press, and L.A. Times were among dozens of news outlets running stories on the run on guns, on ammunition. One Los Angeles area doctor buying a firearm told a reporter, "I want to buy a handgun. I think they call it a Glock, but I'm not sure. I have a house and a family. They'll need protection if things get worse. The fear is that civil services will break down." Well, if it's the doctor is about to be very disappointed, because you don't walk into a gun shop in California and walk out with a gun. After backgrounds and registration requirements, California law mandates he's got to wait 10 days to take possession of the new gun. At ammo.com, ammunition sales have increased 276% from February 23rd through March the 15th. So, first-time gun buyers in various states are learning about the various tropes of people being able to buy guns over the Internet just isn't true. Omaha Outdoors reported they were having to tell many Californians, despite what gun control politicians claim, they can't sell and ship guns online. Those in even more restrictive states are learning the harsh reality that gun owners must endure to buy a gun and exercise rights. Like in Illinois, Massachusetts, Hawaii, and New Jersey, gun owners have to get a firearms owner identification card. And that can take up to 60 days. And then it gets worse when they're starting to shut down offices. California requires a firearm safety certificate. Connecticut requires an owner to obtain a handgun eligibility certificate. Maryland requires a handgun qualification license. Michigan states anyone buying a handgun must have a valid handgun purchase license. Nebraska must have a handgun certificate or a concealed weapon permit to buy a handgun. New York has licensing requirements out the wazoo. I can't even get into those. North Carolina requires a permit to purchase from the county sheriff. Rhode Island has to complete a 2-hour safety course. Washingtonians must complete a safety training within 5 years to buy semi-automatic rifles. And if you live in D.C., you don't have to get a license to buy, but their registration requirements serve the same purpose because it also has to be completed. Gun sales were already trending higher. And since April 2019, each month of the adjusted NICS reports have been higher than the year before. And a lot of that has to do with the threats of outright confiscation from the Democrats running for president, of course. But this latest drive is showing Americans want to know they can provide for their own safety. Can't get away from that one. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your update from USA Radio News on the coronavirus. The death toll from the global pandemic surpassed 10,000 people worldwide. The UN chief warned of a looming global recession, perhaps of record dimensions. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state's 40 million residents to stay at home indefinitely. And at the other end of the country, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a similar order starting Sunday that all workers in non-essential businesses must stay home, and all gatherings of any size will be
ban in the state of more than 19 million people. President Donald Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to get needed medical supplies on the front lines, and the federal income tax filing deadline was pushed from April 15th to July 15th, and members of President Donald Trump's economic team convened on Capitol Hill to start negotiations with Senate Republicans and Democrats racing to draft a $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. Good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and I have hay fever. I do not have coronavirus. I would rather, I think, and I'm not trying to be frivolous, I would rather have coronavirus than hay fever, to be honest with you. So we have this little tasty bit coming from the desk of my friend Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, starting out with a quote, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety," which is a quote from Benjamin Franklin. That meaning sometimes is taken out of context today. He was writing about a dispute over taxing the Penn family land to raise money for the French Indian War. But his original words do ring true when we speak of ceding our liberty to the government for some sense of security in the context with which we use them in the present day. Many of us will never cede our freedom in the pursuit of temporary safety, and many of us already understand that if we did that, we don't deserve either. But to put this in some sort of a perspective, think about the indignity suffered by law-abiding New Orleans residents during Katrina, being yanked out of their homes at gunpoint by government troops using the backdrop of tragedy to forcefully confiscate firearms. Think of the search for the Boston bombers as the government troops went door-to-door pulling people from their homes, conducting illegal searches in direct violation of their formidable Fourth Amendment rights. Think of the power-hungry socialist governors using media coverage of a virus, forcing private businesses to close, and putting millions of Americans out of work. Not only does this threaten our economic survival, but our constitutional right to bear arms during a time of a totally media-driven hysteria. Because everything that's going on right now, all of the panic buying, all of the hoarding, all of these other things, this is all driven by the media. Because coronavirus is not all that in a bag of chips. Now, as the fake stream legacy media continue doing their destructive harm to the bedrock of our society by pushing out these seeds of panic and fear over the coronavirus with all of these incessant headlines and coverage worthy of a biblical apocalypse, the true nature of some politicians becomes evident. And none of these singular events in and of themselves is a storm. Two terrorists and now a virus are the reason people were yanked from their homes. Shut down their businesses and lost everything they had. On the contrary, it is the decisions made by a man or woman who oversteps their legal and moral authority in their quest for power, using the cover of these events to make this happen. Now, I've been talking about this incessantly. I've been pointing out, all of these fine players, like, Andrew Cuomo. I got to give him a little credit, but I mean, watch out for him. The various mayors of Champaign, Illinois, New Orleans, Governor Murphy in New Jersey, as they're using the hysteria to shut down their states. Nothing new here. I'm really glad I don't live in those places, though. And I'm not the only one that feels this way. I have compromised lungs. And I, every day of my life now, spent rehabilitating from the heart attack that I had in 2015. Because it was just that bad. So I'm not insensitive to anyone who has contracted this virus and may in the future. And I'm fully aware of some of the difficulties people may have from this. I mean, I could catch this. Someone in my family could catch this. But what I'm referring to here is not the virus. The virus is, the virus is part and parcel of living on the planet. I'm referring to two potent enemy entities in America, government and corporate media, which are dominated by and sympathetic to the actions taken by totalitarian state governors, such as the ones that I've just mentioned just a second ago. Then Judge Andrew Napolitano, who I have been quite critical of this cat. He put out an article, "Coronavirus Fear Lets Government Assault Our Freedom in Violation of the Constitution," powerfully reminded us of the abuse of our 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment rights by these power-mad totalitarians, saying, "Add to all this the protection in the First Amendment of the right to associate and the judicially recognized right to travel, both of which are natural rights, and it is clear that these nanny state rules are unconstitutional, unlawful, and unworthy of respect or compliance. Today, the fear of contagion gives government cover for its assaults on freedom and poses a question the government does not want to answer. If liberty can be taken away in times of crisis, then is it really liberty? Or just a license via a temporary government permission slip subject to the whims of politicians in power?" Now, as a gun owner, if you're not sensitive to the actions of these people, you should be looking at the actions of people like Cuomo and Murphy and just about every other socialist formerly known as a Democrat for years. The natural right of self-defense, which is it's something that's built into us. It's something that's part of our DNA. They've been hacking at that for years, for their entire career. Now, as the mainstream dinosaur media play into the hands of these extremist zealots, by sowing, once again, these seeds of panic and fear, once again, people like me, people like Mark, we're proven right. Once again, we've always been right. That should be on our business card. There are men and women who, given an opportunity, they will go hard on their agenda in direct violation of any God-given right. And in doing so, they care nothing about the ramification of their action, so long as it feeds their quest for power. The problem is that at some point, we know they exist. They never go away. The mayor of New Orleans was the mayor of New Orleans prior to this. The mayor of Champaign, Illinois, she was the mayor of them, of that area prior to this. Cuomo, Murphy, They were in place prior to this. In Baltimore, you've got the mayor of Baltimore trying to tell the criminals of Baltimore, listen, you guys need to stop shooting yourselves so that we can have these beds open for our coronavirus, which they're actually having more shootings than they are coronavirus positive tests in Baltimore currently. But, and yet, you know, this is the same guy that said, you can't blame me for this. I'm not doing this. I'm not killing these people. I'm not committing these murders. All of these people, the Schumers and the Dianne Feinsteins, who just Dianne Feinstein, she sold millions of dollars worth of stock prior, in addition to a Republican Senator Burr, who sold $1.6 million worth of stock prior to the stock market crashing. And certain people are out there saying, you guys need to explain this. You need to explain this. Or get out of the business. That harsh light of reality that shines on them. These people don't think that they are constrained by the same rules they impose upon you. They think that your freedoms and everything, in some cases, it turns out that they sort of think, well, in the best of times, we can let you imagine that. Because we don't really have the time to micromanage you as much as we'd like to. They exist day in, day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They're here. And a lot of them are so ambitious they actually hold office. And eventually, we're going to have to stop this. And that means civic interaction. That means getting out and voting and not letting these people see the light of day. It means participation. And if it doesn't, then it means what we may see now, if civic order breaks down. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
One more time before, and you know, normally when I'm putting the final segment together, what I'm thinking is that for those of you that are kind enough to listen to the show, that you've been holding up your weekend and, or, you know, stopping your weekend or whatever you're doing in order to catch the show. And now I can't even enjoy that illusion because of all these lockdowns and isolations and self-quarantines and social distancing that's going on right now. But hey, this is Gun Owners News Hour, and one more time before the weekend begins in earnest, anyway, let's have one more discussion. You've all seen the headlines and the breaking news reports expressing delighted horror over the stockpile found in a suspect's home. You know, a bad guy's home. Maybe it's three rifles and 250 rounds of ammo. Maybe it's 10 rifles and 1,000 rounds of ammo. This is referred to as a huge arsenal of guns and ammunition found in the home of. Every time I hear one of these things, I'm just shaking my head. 1,000 rounds of ammo is not a weekend class for me. And it's and I say not for me. If you and I take the same class, it's not a weekend class for you either. Amounts of ammo that strike terror in the hearts of beat reporters everywhere make most gun owners shake their heads. And how much ammo do you really need? And with need being a wildly subjective term, my patented answer to that is always going to be more, but can you ever really have enough? There's so many factors that you have to consider, it's difficult to know where to begin. Given the current climate, let's go with a lockdown scenario for an unspecified length of time with the stores stripped of ammunition. That's not really even a theoretical. That's almost a reality for most people. Let's say you are unable to buy ammunition for up to 90 days, and in that time you're facing a lockdown, maybe a curfew, possibly martial law, and a slim chance of riots and looting. David Werner, who works at a gun store and a range in Loveland, Colorado, said, "We have limited ammo sales to our members and people using our range. 100 rounds of common calibers and one box of defensive ammo. If you are looking now, you are far too late." Did you hear that? Most stores are sold out, and some are now trying to keep their loyal customers covered, and good for them. But even that, even at that point, they're forced to get into the limiting kind of setup. And remember that law enforcement is increasingly not responding to nonviolent crimes like burglary and theft. They're relying on a catch-and-release method rather than arrest for a multitude of crimes. How long do you think it will be before our criminal acts increase in frequency and violence because the bad guys are well aware that law enforcement is not responding? See, that's the thing about this. if somebody's breaking into my shed and I'm like, hey, get out of my shed, and they come at me, well, what was a burglary is now turning into an assault. Something I'm seeing is a surprising amount of it'll never happen to me, I can't believe it's happening to me, thinking within the gun world. I'm not talking about new gun owners either. I'm talking about people who should know better, people who are involved in supposedly spreading the gospel of the gun, people who really have no excuse not to be at least somewhat prepared. At least I'm discovering people, you know, I thought would be at least kind of sort of prepared. They have 50 rounds of Full Metal Jacket collecting dust on the shelf and 20 rounds of defensive ammo. And that's it. I've run into a bunch of people with only hunting loads and none of which are truly suitable for a personal defense for their shotguns. I'm looking at people that always meant to buy that AR pattern rifle or a decent quality handgun, and now they're scrambling to find one, something, anything. I'll take it, whatever. And it's happening. It's happening now. And if you aren't prepared, well, you're kind of in bad straits right now. And first, let's have a word about the current state of people scrambling for products. I have been asked about what to buy. I've been asked about where to buy it. And I've lost count. They're asking me to give or sell them, in some cases, one of my guns, or give or sell them some of my ammo. And some of these people, all male, aren't friends. They're mostly, you know, people aware of me. Then you throw in a handful of people who probably Googled and saw something that I might have said or some, you know, I'm being asked now, like, I'm being asked where I could. I did a video and somebody said, where can I get one of those rifles you show at the beginning of the video? Didn't I predict that this kind of thing would happen one day? If somebody comes to you wanting a gun or ammo, that's not a barter item for you. That's some, you know, a sponsor of mine, Ace Firearms, run by a guy named Roger Ward. He has bought cigarettes and liquor and precious metals and a few other things. And he has barter items, and those are barter items. Food and guns and bullets are not barter items. He has them, though. So you'll find a lot of people with varying opinions on what the minimum round count should be in your ammunition stash. Some would say 500 rounds is enough. Some would say 1,000. Some would say 2,000. And how do you get to an answer? Well, you don't. During the 1986 FBI Miami shootout, there was 145 shots were fired in under 5 minutes. And in this case, we're talking about FBI agents likely trying to account for shots, not firing wantonly with no thought other than taking down a target. Then you have your average police-involved shooting, which typically involves about 4 shots fired. Many actually involve 20 shots in some cases, and that's just in a matter of seconds. Then you have to factor in how many shots actually strike the target, how many shots it takes to stop the threat, which is going to depend completely on shot placement and your ammo and whether the threat is hopped up on drugs, and things get kind of crazy as you try to guesstimate how many rounds you're going to need. Then there's the kind of self-defense situation you may find yourself in. Is it a one-on-one attack? Are you up against 3 or more home invaders? Is your home under full-on assault by an unknown number of looters front and back? Is it this at close range and you're using a handgun, or do you only have access to your rifle? Is it a shotgun, the only firearm in your bedroom and all you are able to grab? Do you understand how shotgun patterning works at different distances? Then there's the frequency of how fast you're shooting. Maybe you can't run your trigger accurately with incredible speed, but a lot of shooters can, because we practiced before all of this happened. The downside to that speed is more shots fired in a smaller window of time. And the upside is they're hopefully on target and end the threat faster with less risk to your own life and those of your family. So it's basically impossible to account for every variable about how much ammo is going to be enough. You're just going to have to give yourself a migraine. Bare minimum, I feel comfortable with 1,000 rounds of ammo per defensive firearm. bumping that up to 2,000 rounds minimum for your defensive rifle. You'll burn through it faster than you think during a fight for your life and the lives of your family members. I can run the trigger on an AR-15 fast enough to put 5 shots on target in a decent group in about a second. But I know people that can do that faster. Same thing at 0.88 seconds, 0.68 seconds. So if you're looking for, or maybe a hunting-related example, let's go to sounders of hogs. Ever been involved in an all-out mag dump situation on a sounder of running feral swine? In under 90 seconds, you can easily burn through your loaded mags, whatever you had on you, whether it's 320-round mags or more. I've seen people with full auto burn through everything they got on hogs in such a short time frame. So the answer is as much as you can get. 5,000 rounds per defensive firearm is not a bad way to go. But the sad part is if you are not prepared now, then it's going to take one of us to come and make sure that you're taken care of. And I hope wherever you are, that does happen for you. But that's the problem with this, is that some of you are listening right now in places where you're not as free to do what I do every day. And that's got to change. But we will get through this. We will handle this. They will find something to fight this, and life is going to go on. Life is, you know, it'll still be there for us. But it's never too late. Keep your head up. Stay very aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.